Support for this podcast is made possible in part by Half Moon Outfitters, South Carolina's outdoor retailer, offering clothing from Patagonia, Vuori, Free Fly Apparel, Johnny O, Howler Brothers, and others, plus footwear by Chaco, On Running, Hoka, Birkenstock, and more. For information, halfmoonoutfitters.com.
And Botany Bay Eco Tours of Edisto Island and the Ace Basin, combining cultural history with natural history. Offering Gullah tours every Thursday with Miss Sarah Burnell sharing her stories of growing up Gullah. Online at botanybayecotours.com.
Hi, this is Rudy Mankey from USC for Nature Notes. Amanda Newcomb sent me a photograph the other day of a copperhead skin. She had skinned the dead copperhead that was found in the driveway and pinned it to the board. And I had given her a little bit of information because she was curious about how to get a snake skin off and what to do with it. And she followed through, and lo and behold, it was really, especially for the first time around, a beautiful job. You can see the markings, those wide, narrow, wide, dark, dumbbell-shaped markings that are unique, typical diagnostic of the most common venomous snake we've got, a copperhead. And this is the first time she had done this. You don't kill a snake to get the skin, but if you can get a dead one, and she did, you can pin it.